Okay, so we're starting to run a little bit long on this episode, trying to keep these nice and concise. I think I'll break up this part about the AI giants into two different episodes. So tomorrow we'll dive into the giants in the actual AI space, the new giants, the OpenAIs, the Anthropics, some of the generative tools and the creative generative tools that we use. And today we just focus on the established companies that we know and use on a day-to-day basis, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, Apple. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with part three of our AI Decoded series, a complete guide for complete AI beginners. Today, we're going to be talking about the tech giants, the established companies in tech, and what they're doing in the AI landscape. We're going to be introducing you to all of the big players in the AI world, but today we're going to start with those companies that you know and are familiar with. We're going to talk a little bit about each of their flagship technologies and what they've brought to the AI landscape as far as product offerings and feature offerings and user experiences. We'll try to keep it short and concise for each company and not do too deep of a dive because, again, we're just trying to provide some very foundational and introductory information to familiarize yourself with the world of AI and all of the big players and all of the tools. If you want to do a deeper dive on anything that we do mention in this episode, we have episodes on virtually all of it throughout the series on the AI Marketing Navigator. So just check out the channel, check out the feed, and search what you're looking for. But let's go ahead and dive in. We're going to start again with the names of the companies that you'll likely recognize as the big players in the tech space, the Microsofts, the Googles, Meta, Apple, and Amazon. So let's start first with Microsoft. Microsoft has become a very much big player in the AI landscape, leveraging its extensive cloud infrastructure and strategic partnerships, particularly a very intriguing partnership with OpenAI to integrate advanced AI capabilities into its already hugely adopted and massively used products. The company has made huge investments in AI technology and is working to position itself as a leader in the marketplace, as all of these companies are, but especially in a business sense across their Microsoft 365 platform. Their main AI tool or feature is called Microsoft Copilot. And Copilot is an AI-powered assistant designed to enhance productivity across all of the Microsoft applications that you use day in and day out, including the operating system, Windows 11, Microsoft 365. It integrates user data into end context to provide personalized assistance as you're going through your workflows and tasks. And really, Copilot aims to transform how users interact with technology by making it more intuitive, more responsive to the individual needs of the user, and just a more human-like mode of conversation and communication. And this is going to be a pervasive theme as we talk about all of these tools. They all seek to enhance and change the way that we communicate and work with technology. Okay, next let's talk about Google. Google plays a pivotal role in the entire tech landscape, obviously, and the AI landscape is no different. In fact, recently they've been at the forefront of some incredible releases and incredible innovations within their products. The primary thing that makes them so intriguing, though, is the amazing amount of technology and capability that you can get for free. They have a strategic focus on generative AI models and advanced models. Much like Microsoft with their Google Workspace, they also are looking to integrate the AI across business tools and across business workflows and processes. They very much are trying to influence how businesses adopt AI for productivity and operational efficiency. Now, Google actually has a variety of AI products. We're going to talk about their main flagship large language model, their conversational AI, Gemini, which is a multimodal AI, as many of these are, which means that they can understand and operate across multiple types of input information, including text, audio, video, and even code. And Gemini, like Copilot, has been integrated into various Google services like the Google Cloud and the Google Workspace, providing advanced capabilities for tasks like coding, reasoning, and content generation. But Google has also delved deeply into the creative generation space, the image generation and video generation space. They have an FX platform, as it's called, that has image FX and video FX, which is where you can access their Veo and Imagen models, which are their video and image generation models, respectively. We have some other tools that we talked about across the show, of course, like Notebook LM. But again, Google's flagship product, their main AI tool is Gemini. And honestly, again, if you have any other questions about any of these other tools that we mentioned, Veo, Imagine, Notebook, chances are we have an episode on it. So just check out the page or the podcast feed. Okay, moving on now to Meta. Meta, the parent company, of course, of Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and WhatsApp. They, of course, have also made AI a huge top priority. Much like Google, they are making free and open source AI a huge top priority, which is a big deal in the AI space. The company is very committed to open source development and aiming to democratize access to AI technology while also leveraging its huge amount of first-party data through advertising in Facebook and Instagram to really personalize the user experience across their platforms and also help to personalize and enhance the ad delivery across those platforms as well. And it should come as no surprise, really, that Meta is also establishing itself as a leader in the AI field. Their flagship product is Meta AI, and that's their advanced AI-driven assistant. It has a conversational interface, but it also integrates across the entire suite of Meta applications. Again, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and it's all about enhancing user interactions by offering these personalized responses or suggestions for content. It can even help you generate, again, text-based answers and photorealistic images through their conversational interface with Meta AI, their typical chat interface. And again, this is basically their conversational AI, but it maps out across all of the platforms in the Meta environment, Meta AI, that is. Next, we have Apple, another huge player in the tech landscape, of course, trying to be a huge player in the AI landscape as well. But I have to say, Apple is probably lagging a bit behind the other tech giants we've talked about so far in their AI integration into their products and their product offerings. Their main endeavor is Apple Intelligence, and this is a personal device-based intelligence system that seeks to combine natively and integrate really well with the Apple iOS and the Apple operating system. And this is going to include features like an improved Siri experience, improved Siri responses and engagement, suggestions, and enhanced writing tools for refining texts and summarizing of notifications and app notifications, and enhanced photo management as well, search capabilities to make the user experience across the Apple device easier, more intuitive, and more personalized, and really to have an on-device assistant ready to help you with anything you might need with your Apple device. Now, but again, the releases of Apple Intelligence have been a little lackluster so far, and you do need a new device, Apple 16, with a new iOS in order to access the full features. Okay, so moving on to Amazon now. Amazon is somewhat of an even more unique player in this space than Apple. There may be even a bit further behind than Apple in the output of these AI models, particularly Gen AI models. They don't have a standalone generative model or conversational AI model, a large language model that you can use or that you can chat with in a chat interface, though they have started to integrate some AI features across their technologies. They've been doing that now for quite some time, but in particularly with a generative AI use case, they are implementing and rolling out something for sellers on the Amazon platform that is very interesting and that we haven't actually touched on the show before, called Project Amelia. And this is an assistant that's designed to provide personalized insights and recommendations to sellers on Amazon, all about helping them optimize their business operations. It can recognize opportunities and diagnose problems across the sales funnel or within your inventory management process. And as an Amazon seller, it can suggest actionable insights to improve those factors. Now, there have been some discussions and stories and rumors about some other AI models coming out of Amazon, more traditional large language chat-based models like Project Nova or Project Orion, or two that I believe were mentioned and that we talked a little bit about on some past episodes in the AI Marketing Navigator. And again, to do a deeper dive into those, check out those episodes. But I didn't feel like necessarily mentioning them in today's episode since they're very much in development or beta or potentially not even going to be released. Okay, so we're starting to run a little bit long on this episode, trying to keep these nice and concise. I think I'll break up this part about the AI giants into two different episodes. So tomorrow we'll dive into the giants in the actual AI space, the new giants, the OpenAIs, the Anthropics, some of the generative tools and the creative generative tools that we use. And today we just focused on the established companies that we know and use on a day-to-day basis, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, Apple, So let's just do a quick rundown for review. With Microsoft, we have Microsoft Copilot. Google has Gemini, as well as a few other creative gen tools. Meta with Meta AI. Apple is rolling out Apple Intelligence across the iOS environment. And then we have Amazon with integrated e-commerce AI with Project Amelia and potential AI models on the horizon with Nova or Orion. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.